So 2 weeks ago we began this piece that the Midrash said that Hashem gave three gifts in the world: wisdom, strength, and wealth. Once you get one, you get all of them. Says the, as the Maharnam explained, that everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in the world, he created for the sake of his dignity, of his honor. And that means that within everything, a person is supposed to seek out the angle in the situation with which they could serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the concept of Mali Kala Aretz Kevoide. Everything is full of the presence of Hashem. The problem is that everything, whether it's matter, whether it's situations, time, whatever it might be, has within it toiv and ra. It's a mixture of good and evil, and as a result, a person is called upon to take the situation, choose the good of the situation, and reject the evil. He says, for after all, nothing can be better than Torah itself. And Torah itself can be used both for the good and for the opposite. So if it's true of Torah, how much more so is it going to be true of every other situation? That it's every situation can either be used to draw a person closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu or to distance a person from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And for this reason, we refer to this aspect of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the Midas. Because what a Midah means is a measure. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu measures himself as he appears to the person in the situation. That's called HaKadosh Baruch Hu measures himself and appears to us. And that's B'chol Midu Midu Shemaydi Desatzmai HaVamaydalai. Meaning that no matter how HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears to the person, we should understand that that is an appearance of Hashem. And that's how we need to conduct ourselves in response to that. Now, he said that the result of this is that one of two things happens. Either the dark side becomes subservient to the Koyach HaKadusha, so that we declare HaKadosh Baruch Hu master over the situation by our choosing the good of the situation, or chas v'shalom, the opposite takes place, that we hand more domain over to the side of the klipa. And one of those two things happens in each situation. We either give more to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or we give more to the other side. So he said that this concept really is summarized in one word, and the one word is chachma. Chachma is broken down into two words, as the Tikkun HaZoher says, and that is koyach ma. The power to ask, what is this? Who created it? What's going on here? Who is feeding the situation? Who's creating this reality? By asking ourselves the question of koyach ma, of what is incumbent upon me to do, how do I respond to this? That's how we uplift the matziv, and we hand it over to Hashem's domain. So that koyach is called the koyach ma, the koyach of asking, what is this? That's chach. So he said that this is the meaning of the pasuk. It says, su'u marim enechem, uru'u mi bara ela. Lift your eyes heavenward and see who created these. So he says that when a person asks this question, what we end up doing is combining the word me, who, right? The word me means who created this. We combine it to the word Ela, which means this was created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the result of which is the combination of me Ela is Elekim. That creates the understanding that what's going on here is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is appearing to the person in this situation. This in turn, all right, now it leaves us off in this, the left-hand column on Daf Resh Tzadik. Paragraph that begins, Ulechein, Volume 1, Parshas Matis. Ulechein Amar Rabbi Seinuzal, for this reason our sages say, Asid Eretz Yisrael Shetarchiv Es Gevulah B'chol Olam, Eretz Yisrael is destined to spread its boundaries over the whole world. Because since Klal Yisrael, in their own hearts, through the decisions they're going to make in choosing the good over the evil, are going to expand the boundaries of Kedusha within their hearts, is Nasa Gam Ken Kach B'chol Olam Ha'is. The result of this is that that reality happens physically in space as well. V'Yisrael B'gam Ken B'gashmi, and Eretz Yisrael will expand physically as well, because the physical is only an extension of the spiritual, as everybody knows. Now we understand what we're going through right now in these 9 days. When Klal Yisrael sinned, and as a result, they instead of asking the Chachma, they did the opposite. They didn't recognize the Master of HaKadosh Baruch Hu over the world, and as a result, instead of expanding the Gvul HaKadusha, they expanded the Gvul Chas V'Shalom of the Klipa. So what happens as a result is that is Nismat Eretz Yisrael. So Eretz Yisrael became smaller. V'niktana became, it shrunk. K'noidim Amaram Zal, Eretz Tzvi. Chazal say that Eretz Yisrael is called a land, it's called an Eretz Tzvi, a land of a deer. K'sivba. Ma Tzvi Hazeh. Ein Oiroi. The Chazal tell us that it's skin can never pack in its flesh and expands. So too Eretz Yisrael expands. What is that expansion or that shrinkage dependent upon? It's dependent upon the moral decisions that we make. And through this, there also is a concept of hachovas hadas, an expansive mind, which is the expansion of the power of Kedusha infinitely. Says the Maranayim, v'zehu mikne rav, ha'yel b'nei Godim l'nei Ruvain. The Torah says that b'nei Godim l'nei Ruvain had a lot of mikne. So the simple translation is they had a lot of cattle. Says the Maranayim, mikne m'loshen kinyan. They had many acquisitions, meaning Shein hiknu evetachas raboi. They were able to see to it that the servant was under the leadership of the master. Bekinyan rav. Ubemunesh lemakama. Like we said earlier, this was with a tremendous acquisition and with great emunah. Biseichel hagodol b'chol amidis hamasnagim b'olam. With the great seichel and all the midis, meaning they took every situation and they made HaKadosh Baruch Hu master over that ethical and moral choice. Ad shakinyan shalem hayirav ma'oid, to the point where they had tremendous acquisitions for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'zehu mikne rav hayiritzayin alem ikinyan rav hayilim nei Ruvain. B'nei Ruvain had tremendous acquisitions for the Rabbeinu Shalaylam. Sheheknu es harav, mikne rav, means they created the master of the rav, of the master over the klipa, ala eved. Sheheknu eved lirav, they saw to it that the slave became properly enslaved to the master. How? Aide tuv maseyem, sha'achzu ha'koil batoiv, through the goodness of their decisions, that they saw to it to make sure that everything was grasped through the goodness of it. Ad she'al yidei zeh nisrach b'gvul hakdusha b'ruchni, until the point where they expanded Hashem's dominion in the spiritual realms, but v'nimshach ken b'gashmi gam ken. The result of that was an expansion of Hashem's domain in the physical, meaning she'ever hayadei nasi gam ken Eretz Yisrael kodosh b'gedushas Eretz Yisrael. The effect of that was that Eretz Yisrael became what Mevel the Yarden, area that was non-Israel, that was not Eretz HaKodesh, through their spiritual acquisitions, took on the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael proper. Now with this we understand, next page, She'artzois she'kibish David, hoyland Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, that the lands that David HaMelech captured took on the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael proper. Because first the Kibbush took place in David HaMelech's heart, Only then did it spill over into the physical world. Through the spiritual of Avodah of David HaMelech, with his generation, they first acquired spiritually the expansion of Eretz Yisrael. And the result of that was a physical capture of Eretz Yisrael as well. But it first started and mainly took place in the realm of the spirit. Teaches the Marnai. Now we can understand the medrash on this pasuk, on this pasuk of Mikne Rav, that they made the Rav the master over the Evet. So on this pasuk says the medrash Loidia Echus Knias Evetachas Rabbi, in order to teach us the power of this concept of seeing to it that the Evet will be beneath the leadership of the Rav. That we should understand that this applies to everything in life. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu conceals himself and constricts himself in every situation, in order that the person will grasp him, and that we will recognize Hashem's honor, because the Zohar teaches that there is no place void of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vizeu, therefore the Medrash teaches, Zacha be'echad, Zacha be'kulan. If a person zeroes in and focuses on one of these aspects, then it will spill over into all of them. Kim Zacha v'notzach esarash ba'adova, because if the person merits and he wins over the evil in that situation, va'ochaz ba'toiv, and he grasps the good, is nidbak ayidei zes, what he does is he cleaves through that decision ba'oren tzayif baruch hu, in the infinite light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. U bevada, and the result of that is habol etayah, that a person who really wants to come to cleanse himself, misayin loy, he is given heavenly assistance. Ki atoy v'chayachayim shenidbak boy, through the goodness and the life of life through him, through which we connect it. Is Ayidei Zeh, through that light, Lo'oiro Yisav Yelech Lahala, he will take that light and travel with it onward. V'yishazik Yosef Yosef, he'll strengthen himself more and more in every area of life. Shekach Ro Chachmosi Yisbach Shemai, because this was how the wisdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu foresaw. She'ayidei Adavar Ahu, that through the situation that the person was in, and they made the right decision to cleave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to make the ethical and moral decision of seeing the goodness in the situation. Im yitzi yederech aliyosai, that if the person chooses that situation, it's going to become the stepping stool for him to elevate himself. Umeach ha-sha'ochaz aderech ahu, and because the person took the step in the right direction, bevada yagia limchis heftzai, for sure the person will arrive to acquire his desire, b'chayim al yoinim b'chol davar, in the ultimate life, in every situation. B'yizke gamken l'chachma u'gvura, and as a result, since he made the decision in one realm, he will merit chachma and gvura as well. Im amida hu hayoysher, if he began with oysher, with wealth, and that's where he made his decision, then he will merit the other two. V'im amida hu chachma, if he began with chachma, he'll merit the other two things. Why? Since he chose to cleave to the one, to understand that this was a method that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was appearing to him in that situation, is since he made the decision to cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the person will come to wholesomeness in all areas. Because Hashem is complete in every form of shlemus, and therefore this person who is davik in Hashem will also come to shlemus, because if you're cleaved to wholesomeness, then you become wholesome yourself. Similarly, if the person was approached with a situation of strength, so it's the concept of power, it's the addition of strength over someone else. And this person, using his eyes and his heart, made the decision to grasp the goodness of that situation. Shiyosim kol kochoysa v'chiyusav avados izborach. He decided to use that additional strength to serve Hashem. Umach niyahara. And in turn, he subserviates, he lowers the evil. Shayyachal lova mitzad ze agvura that could have come from an abuse of power. Is azayin nikri gam kein makne. There too, the person has made HaKadosh Baruch Hu master. V'nid bagbo yizborach, and he has made the decision to cleave to Hashem. V'ayidei zeh, soif shezoich b'kulon ka'amar v'haven, and there too a person will merit to come to all of them. V'chein b'ashirus, similarly in wealth. Im yizkin l'natzeich harash emadovish b'ayishir, if the person will merit to overcome the evil that's in wealth, that could easily distance a person from coming close to Hashem. And a person grasps the goodness of it. Because how do you do that? Everybody knows all mitzvahs depend upon money. To do them in the best way. Like Chazal tell us, he's not the fun of a mitzvah. Make your mitzvahs beautiful before him. It's giving charity, it's taking in guests. If a person uses his physical acquisitions for serving Hashem, here too, he's makna the evitachas rabbi. Similarly, wisdom itself. He's not using his wisdom to do bad. Because even in wisdom itself, who is was toivira, there easily could be a mixture of good and evil. Varaya, many smart people do lots of bad things. And rather than that, this person grabs a hold of the good. Meaning, he recognizes that the beginning of chachma is the fear of Hashem. It's given shaochas bezet, since he chose this angle of chachma. And here too, he saw to it to see to, that the ra would be under the dominion of good. Is nidbak b'tzimtzam alakusoi shesham b'chachmahu. So he cleaves to the tzimtzam of godliness that exists in that wisdom. And he will merit the other two aydei shadavek b'ashalim because he has made the decision to cling and to cleave to the whole one, b'chol hashleimus, b'midah shemadah desatzmei, aboyer baruch hu etzlai, with that particular measure that Hashem appeared to him in this situation. V'ayidei zeh mevi'in kol hadvarim, ha'misnagim b'zeh ha'olam b'tzimtzim alekusai. Through this, the person will bring everything, all situations, all matter, all feelings that the person's having, everything the person's going through, where in each of those situations Hashem is appearing to the person, the makom ha'itzam, he will bring all those situations back to the place from whence they come. Shem Hashem Yatzu, Shulamayla Menatzimtzim, he brings it back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu itself, which is the place which is above the form in which it appears to the person in that given situation. And as a result, he will rise out of the limitations of that situation. V'zeu, says the Maranayim. This is the meaning of the pasuk ve'elam masai bnei Yisrael. These are the trips of Klal Yisrael. Meaning, shayidei b'chinas elah kanal. Remember, he said elah are the tangible things. Elah are the things, the situations we see in life. Shen kol advarim shemisnagin ayidei zeh v'zeh olam. It's all the matters of this world. Everything we touch, everything we live through. Umasai huloshen hanhaga. Masi is how do we conduct ourselves in these situations? How do we operate them? Asha yudeze yotzu meyeretz mitzrayim. Through how we deal and how we operate these situations, that's how we go out of eretz mitzrayim. Shu oisius mitzrayim is oisius meitzar yom. The narrowness of the sea, meaning shu tzimtzum hachochma al yoyna, the narrowness of the expansive sea, meaning HaShekadosh Baruch Hu's in its source, his Oren Soif, his infinite light, is referred to as the sea. It's this huge abundance of energy. And it comes into a Meitzar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu lets it flow into the individual situations of each of our lives. However, it appears to us in any given situation. That's the Meitzar. That's how it appears to us in our own narrow sliver of existence. Kama the El, Kenes Koyach Ma. That's the ability to ask, what's going on here? That's how we come to ask the question, whose strength is it? Whose strength is it that's appearing to me in my situation now? But we should understand that by asking the question and by uplifting the situation back to its source, we remove the constriction of the situation. And it's biyad Moshe v'Aharon. It's in the hand of Moshe and Aaron. Vayichtev Moshe es moitzoyim l'masayim, says the pasuk. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote, they're going out to their travels. Meaning, shayidei hadas, Moshe is das. Shayidei hadas hazem mechavenim moitzoyim l'masayim. They recognize from whence this came, and we recognize that that's how it flows into our lives, into the travels. We recognize that this energy flows from above. Where is it coming from? Custom tailored, al pi Hashem. Every situation, everything we have, everything that we experience in life is decreed by Hashem for reasons that we will never understand. As a result of this, the travels are taken back to their source. We take back all of life's challenges, all of life's situations, and we take them back to their source. Back to the source before they were ever lowered into this constricted state. Because what we've done is we've used them, we've used the situation to cleave to Hashem, and we've taken them out of their lowered state where they come to us in a very limited trickle of Hashem's presence, l'makom mitzayin, we take them back to the place from whence they came, ka'amar l'mayla. And as he said, in many different instances, this is really the concept of hamtokas hadinim b'sharshim. This is when a person takes a situation and recognizes the Yad Hashem, and recognizes that we have to take the situation and utilize it for the service of Hashem. Ultimately, that is the hamtakas adinim, the sweetening, the removing the edge from the situation, and from there flows, rather than a trickle of godly energy, an abundance of godly energy in the form of ultimate chesed and harchovas adas.